This is Josiah Durfee, Associate Pastor at Pompey Community Church, and it is my honor to be your radio pastor of the day. Since the mid-20th century, historians say we entered what is called the Age of Information, also known as the Computer Age or Digital Age, and there seems to be two things that are obvious to me. First, the desire to consume more information increases every year, and secondly, people have an insatiable appetite to communicate more. People want to be known and people want to be heard, so we share, repost, download, subscribe, like, and follow posts and people we admire. Well, 3,000 years ago, the smartest man who ever walked on this earth said this about the age of information that he was living in. Of the making of books, there is no end. I wonder if King Solomon were alive today, he probably would have added, of the making of cell phones, televisions, emails, radios, iPhones, websites, blogs, magazines, newspapers, movies, songs, text messages, face-to-face conversations, and books. There is no end. And in this flood of information, the frightening question is, how do we hear the voice of God? Does God speak to us internally in our spirits? Does he speak to us through signs and wonders? Does he speak to us through prophets, gurus, enchanters, and palm readers? Perhaps God does not speak at all, and he is just a force. Maybe he is distant and unconcerned with his creation. But over and over again, when we read the scriptures, Jesus commands us to hear and to be careful what we hear, because the reality is God has spoken, and he has spoken to us primarily through his Son and in a way that we can understand him. I remember my dad telling me this joke one time. He said, "Josiah, did you know that in heaven there are only going to be two languages?" He said, "First, language is going to be Hebrew, because Hebrew is the most beautiful language. And the second is English, because Americans can't learn Hebrew." I always laughed at that joke and enjoyed him telling us that. But if I told you that there was a book where the God of the universe, who created everything around you, has communicated himself to you, wouldn't you want to read it? Well, when we talk about the information that God has given to us in the Bible, theologians call this revelation. And one of the primary metaphors that is used to describe God's revelation to this world is light. And light is a very helpful and practical metaphor that Timothy Keller helps us understand better in a book that he wrote. He writes first that light gives us life. You know, when we think about light, the first thing that comes to mind, at least in mine, is that burning celestial ball of gas in the sky that we all know and love called the sun. And without the sun, there would be no life. All plant, animal, and human life would cease immediately. Well, so it is with God. God gives us life. God is the one who upholds and suspends all of life, and it is through him, the creator of life, that we move and have our being. Well, light also shows us the truth. Most of us don't have to try this to know, but we can all imagine the difficulty of driving at night with the headlights off in an area with no street lamps. It becomes nearly impossible to drive with any confidence because you can't see where you are going. Well, so it is with God. Ultimately, without God and the grace that he has shown towards us, we wouldn't know anything. He created our mental faculties. He created our ability to reason and communicate with others. And more specifically, it is God who reveals to us the truth about who we are and what God has done to save us and what our purpose in life is. Well, light also gives us joy. If you live in central New York, most of you have probably heard of the SAD disease, or what is called seasonal affective disorder. This is a disorder that is caused from a lack of sunlight, and we know that a lack of light can affect our moods. It can cause disorders and various diseases like osteomalacia. Well, the Bible makes it clear that God is also our true source of joy. He is our everlasting, constant, all-sustaining source of joy. And the point that Timothy Keller brings out is that if all of these things are true, then you and I cannot just simply like him. We should want to worship him. So God has revealed himself to us. He has spoken to us. And my question for you is this: how are you hearing from him? He wants to give you more life. He wants to reveal to you more truth. And he wants to give you more joy if you and I would only listen more carefully to his words. This is Josiah Durfee, Associate Pastor of Pompey Community Church, and it has been my joy to be your radio pastor of the day.